Hey there, Taki Moore here from Coach Marketing Machine. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about pricing. Most coaches I know are underconfident and underpriced. I'm going to show you how to fix that forever. Number two, I want to talk to you about hot buttons, tapping into the exact hot buttons to make your prospects buy. I'm going to give you the four-step formula for picking the ideal message to your market match. And then we're going to talk about scarcity. You know that if you add scarcity to any offer you make, more people are going to take action. But what do you do if you're a brand new coach, if your diary is completely empty and there's no real scarcity at all? How do you inject it where it seems like there is none? That's what we're going to cover in today's episode of the Coach Marketing Machine. Most of the coaches I meet are underconfident and undercharged. I want to stop that forever. So let's think about how you price. Most coaches sell hours, blocks of hours, or months. Oh, my hourly rate is this. Or you can buy a six-pack of sessions for this much, or on this much per month. What are you doing when you do that? What you're really doing is you're selling like the industrial age taught us to sell. You're selling time and materials. You know, this much per hour and that much for my labor and this much for my materials. That's old school thinking. How do you pick a premium price and be worth it? It's really simple. You need to know two numbers. Number one, what's the cost of not hiring you? How much does it cost somebody to stay in their problem and not get this issue solved? Number two, what's the potential ROI, return on investment? Once you know those two numbers, it's really simple. You pick a price that is an incredible deal for them in terms of the ROI that they're going to get and a really fair return for you as well. That's how to price your service for profit. The other day in a live coaching call, one of my coach marketing members asked me about how to plan out your ideal week. It's really, really simple. You just pick what are the three main focus areas. Maybe there's coaching, there's marketing, and there's sales. The best way to do it is to pick one day where you focus on each of those topics and you smash it. So if you have a sales day on Thursday, call it Money Thursday and just fill every sales appointment into that time slot. If you need a coach and you have, you know, a day or 2 days or 3 days for that, that's coaching time. You need a Coach Marketing Monday. We've talked about every Monday morning first thing is the best way to do that. Pick your big rock activities, put them into your week first. Everything else can fit around the gravel and the sand, but put the big rocks in first. Had a couple of coaches ask me about when they should start to automate their marketing. And the truth is, you should always have a degree of automation in your business. But when you're first getting started, if you're in the struggle phase between $0 and $10,000 a month, your focus is on how do I get more clients. And honestly, you could build marketing systems, but if you're in struggle, don't build, hunt. Grab that spear, go out, get yourself some fresh meat, get yourself a new client or two or three. Once you hit the $8,000 to $10,000 a month mark, then you switch from hunt mode into build. That's when the fun starts. But right now, if you're in struggle, get hunting. I had an argument the other day with a copywriter. He was telling me about what you really need is you need to teach your guys to write better copy. And I resisted. You know what? Here's my take on it. You don't need to write better copy. You need better matched copy. Better matched copy means you're going to target your words, target your message to the exact hot buttons that your prospects are facing, the important and relevant issues for them. There's four hot buttons you need to tap into. There's away from motivation and towards motivation, and there's things which are present right now and things which are a bit more future, long term. And if you break that up, you have fears and frustrations and wants and aspirations. Divide up a piece of paper into four and list out all of their fears, all of their frustrations, all of their wants and all of their aspirations as it relates to the topic you want to help people with. And that'll give you the perfect map to nail it, the hot buttons, every single time. So inside Coach Marketing Members, every fortnight I do a live coaching call with my guys. And the coaches get to ask me anything they want about marketing and sales and growing their business. And a brand new coach said, Taki, I've heard you talk about urgency and creating scarcity to get more people to respond. But I'm brand new. Here's my calendar. It's empty. I got nothing. How do I create urgency and scarcity when my diary's empty? It's really simple. There's two kinds of scarcity. There's limited number and there's limited time. If you don't have a limited number of slots available, then go with limited time. Give your offer a deadline, Friday at 5 p.m. And that gives you a chance to talk to people on Monday about it, on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, and count it down. Now there's 48 hours to go and there's 24 hours to go. If you can't create limited numbers, go with limited time. Well, that's it for another edition of Coach Marketing Machine News. Take action, be hungry, get yourself some clients, and I'll see you in a week's time. Take good care. I'll talk to you soon. Well, that's it for another edition of Coach Marketing Machine. I don't even know the name of my show. Dude, this is complete rubbish. Don't put that in.